Hi, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. This buzz is all about jet lag, kava, and other vacation souvenirs. You know, if travel is an education, I've just earned a PhD. That's post-holiday depression. We took such a long flight, the frequent flyer miles earned us a new Cadillac. We went to the South Pacific, where you can have a $1 million view from a $100 house. In the old days, before the Wright brothers, this trip would have taken months aboard a seaworthy vessel with a lot of really bad meals. But after a night's rest, it would have been okay. With the advent of the airlines, there was only one really bad meal, and the trade-off is jet lag. It's a strange phenomenon. Your body thinks you're in one time zone, your head is in another, and your stomach approaches Mars. Sort of like watching a Salvador Dali painting, and it all makes sense. Picture yourself on a vibrating bed with a short circuit next to a whining generator. That's what it's like trying to sleep on a plane. And I used to think that the worst sleep was when you stayed awake all night trying to get to sleep on the night before a big test. I found out it's when you're in the fully loaded red eye from L.A. after an 11-hour flight, 8 more in the airport. You're in the only middle seat that won't recline. They just ran out of pillows. And the guy behind you won't stop talking to his seatmate about the failed operation to correct his nasal condition. That's when you think you're dreaming about the sleep you think you're getting, but really didn't. The wake-up call is 2 days later. You look at a clock, and all you could think of is adding or subtracting hours to justify how you feel, and you can't figure it out without a calculator. Ah, if I only had some more of that kava. Kava, or yakona, is the national drink in Fiji and much of the South Pacific. And after consuming mass quantities, one could feel the world slow down. Yes, the kava would more than ease the pain of that jet lag. It's a natural botanical plant whose roots and stems are pounded into powder and strained through a cloth into a watery liquid in a wooden kava bowl. The grog looks muddy and tastes like it looks. Its effects are that of numbing the mouth and lips, having an analgesic effect, and enhancing sleep. But why would people who could lay on the beach all day long need something to slow them down? It's almost like giving a basset hound phenobarbital. We could use a little slowing down in the so-called civilized world. We came upon the kava ceremony as a way to welcome us to the islands by our friends there. The ceremony consists of people sitting on the floor, a few ceremonial words are spoken, the kava is prepared and the bowl is presented. You know, the last time I sat in a circle with a bowl being passed around, the dolphins were winning. As you're given the bowl, you clap once, you drink it in one gulp, and clap 3 times. It's a neat ceremony that doesn't translate well here in the States. The lights keep going on and off. And that's your Radio Buzz.